ABC 듀오 ABC Dior deciphers the symbols and secrets of the House of Dior. By illuminating key inspirations, discover this kingdom of dreams. Founded in 1947 by Christian Dior. ABC Dior invites you to explore the letter T, the Toile de Jouy, an iconic house motif. An expression of French art de vivre and a symbol of the 18th century, Toile de Jouy had a front row seat in witnessing the meteoric rise of Christian Dior. Take a look back at the story of this singular textile. Tightly woven cotton, decorated with figurative designs, printed on an ecru background, Toile de Jouy, traditionally depicting bucolic scenes, is a French heritage emblem. Its name evokes the town of Jouy-en-Josas, where in 1759, Christophe-Philippe Oberkampf set up a fabric printing factory. The German-born industrialist looked to chintz, light fabrics with brightly hued foliate prints imported from the East, as the starting point to developing a new style. He brought together a team of Swiss artisans possessing supreme savoir-faire and launched Toile de Jouy. Before long, it became all the rage at the court of Versailles, where the variety of motifs and colours won many influential admirers. This classic reference of French manufacture continued to cast its spell almost two centuries later, when in December 1946, Christian Dior established his couture house at 30 Avenue Montaigne. To transform this elegant hôtel particulier into a kingdom of dreams, he called on the talents of his friends, Victor Grandpierre and Christian Bérard. The former succeeded in creating the atmosphere the founding couturier sought. Decorated, but not decorative, so as not to confuse or distract the eye from the collection. Christian Bérard, meanwhile, aided Monsieur Dior with the interior design of his first boutique, named Colifiché, a visionary concept showcasing a series of accessories and gifts in the tradition of 18th century shops which sold luxurious trifles. The couturier followed the artist's judicious advice and decorated the space with Toile de Jouy, as he recounts in his autobiography. Our beloved bébé, that arbiter of elegance, came to breathe the air of the collection. It was he who suggested covering the boutique in Toile de Jouy. The seeming casualness brought the whole place to life. The walls, the counters, the canopy, and even the ladder were upholstered with the ornamental fabric, a re-edition of the L'Escarpolette design in cream and sepia shades, illustrated by Jean-Baptiste Huet and evoking the painting The Swing by Jean-Honoré Fragonard. By 1949, its pastoral sketches and floral motifs had made its way into the fitting rooms of 30 Avenue Montaigne too. 10 years later, in 1959, a signature design inspired by traditional Toile de Jouy would be used on two light dresses produced for the British branch, Christian Dior London Limited, as well as on Versailles pumps created by Roger Vivier. Perpetuating this rich heritage, the creative directors who succeeded Christian Dior have rethought it in turn, each infusing it with their own spirit of modernity. Gianfranco Ferré employed it for a pair of architectural looks in his spring-summer 1991 Haute Couture collection, while John Galliano reinterpreted it multiple times, from ready-to-wear and haute couture to lingerie, The classic textile was also present on spring-summer 1993 men's pieces, gracing vests and ties. A timeless house code, Toile de Juif, continues its Dior odyssey through the work of Maria Grazia Curie. Populated by wild animals, including tigers, lions, and monkeys, for the Cruise 2019 collection, it was revisited by the creative director of the women's lines for autumn-winter 2019-2020 ready-to-wear, with lush palm trees and tropical flora. Then reworked through the savoir-faire of wax print fabric for Cruise 2020. It is refreshed season after season in the Dior Riviera capsule, as in 2021, when raspberry, chartreuse and tangy tints appeared in reversed colour versions. The emblematic canvas crops up on clothing as well as accessories, from scarves to sneakers, and not forgetting the must-have Dior book tote. At the Fall 2023 show, held in Mumbai, Maria Grazia Curie spotlighted the beauty of India with Toile de Juif Voyage, a unique variation featuring emblematic examples of the subcontinent's landscapes. Kim Jones, in turn, reinvented it for his first men's collection at the house through all-over prints, jacquards, and feather embroideries. For Fall 2019, he turned it Japanese, punctuated with sensual gynoids and robot dinosaurs intertwined with cherry blossom, that country's symbolic flower. As part of the Winter 2020-2021 collection, in homage to Judy Blame, the Toile de Juif was transformed into Toile de Judy, peppered with scissors, padlocks, and other items associated with the artist, and later into Toile de Cactus for summer 2022. Moving into the charmed world of Baby Dior, Cordelia de Castellan has added hot air balloons, butterflies, giraffes, and elephants to the mix in an ode to childhood dreams. Toile de Juif infuses all aspects of Dior. In 1997, it blossomed into tableware. Today, its interpretations from the women's collections are transposed across a selection of Dior Maison creations, including the Eternal Medallion chair, dinner sets, cushions, and candles. In September 2023, two new shades, Linden Green and Burgundy, were introduced to colour various objects of desire, cultivating the house's savoir-faire virtuosity in an echo of Monsieur Dior's love of entertaining. Reflecting the preservation of French craftsmanship, Toile de Juif even extends its reach to Dior wallpaper. Today, Toile de Juif has a presence in the world of beauty too, at the crossroads of couture and the art of makeup. Arising from a dialogue between the house and manufacturer Bernardot, the ceramic case developed for Rouge Premier lipstick is heightened with these refined designs. Accompanied by irresistible accessories, a ceramic-coated brush and mirror, the result is a new ritual for haute couture lips, translating Monsieur Dior's desire to dress women's smiles. Toile de Juif also appears on Dior Show 5 Couleurs Toile de Juif palettes, enhanced with floral motifs that recall the founding couturier's love for the splendours of nature. In a final surprise, the iconic pattern decorates the walls, furniture, and accessories of the Dior spas, creating an elegant and relaxing atmosphere, and the promise of a reinvented experience of well-being and sensory awakening. By reinterpreting Toile de Juif, the signature motif encapsulating the French excellence of Dior. In striking, contemporary iterations, the house is continuing to enhance its heritage and exceptional savoir-faire.